I'm Emily Rufferman, editor of Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and VendingMarketWatch.com, and we are here with Ken Shea, Vice President and General Manager of D.S. Waters Brewed Beverage Division and co-chair of this year's National Automatic Merchandising Association's Coffee, Tea, and Water event. Ken, what were your personal goals for this year's CTW?
Well, in looking at the 10 reasons to attend, I've condensed it down to three. And if you look at the lineup of education sessions we have this year, it's all-inclusive. It's a generalist dream. Everything from Mike Tompkins' legendary QCCP session, which several of our company members will attend, through the whole gamut of coffee, tea knowledge, HR perspectives, etc. It begins with the education. Secondly, you always get a good glimpse of new products, new equipment, and with our ever-changing industry, that is just so important. And one of the main reasons that our group plans to be there is networking, and not only a very efficient way for buyers and sellers to meet, but it's a great fertile ground for recruiting and also a great place for operators looking to sell or buy their businesses. And with the one session, five ways to enhance your company's value, what better place to have those three as your goal? I should add a fourth, though, New Orleans. I lived there for 10 years, Emily, and it's an exciting city. So anytime I get a chance to be back in a place where I resided for 10 years, it's a treat.
That sounds fun. Can you share some of the experiences you've had in the past attending this kind of event or similar?
Well, I can, and I was asked to create an article for the NAMA InTouch publication, which I did, and for me, everything began with the industry trade shows and events such as this. Mentors that I've had, friends that I've developed over the years, it begins with that. And most every education benefit that I've received in the industry, outside of hands-on interaction with customers and suppliers and that, have come from NAMA. I've attended several of these sessions in the past. I missed last year, I hate to admit it, but I did, and really eager to return.
Well, wonderful. It sounds like a great event. Thanks so much, Ken, for speaking with us today.
Glad to do it, and look forward to seeing you and a lot of other folks at the Coffee, Tea, and Water. And, you know, what a great title it is, because it's no longer coffee service. It is Coffee, Tea, and Water, and every operator that I know says that the ticket generated by their customers now versus 5 years ago has significantly increased the revenue on the side of tea and water. So it should be a fun week for all of us.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.